Hi, I'm Tom Marks with the Marks Law Firm in Orlando, Florida, and welcome to the Healthy Family Law Attorney. So I believe your family matters, and I want to provide hope and help to your family to successfully navigate the family law process. So today I got a comment or question from a viewer, and I really like to answer the questions that I get or the comments that I receive. So I'm going to read this and then give my response to it and see if this is helpful to anyone. Okay, so the viewer writes, "My ex moved his girlfriend into his house. I don't want my kids anywhere near her. She is the reason we broke up. Can I stop him from having the kids there if she is there?" Okay, so first of all, the classic lawyer answer is it depends. And what I mean by that is it depends on what you can establish or prove with regard to whether the girlfriend is in any way detrimental or harmful to the minor children. So Florida is a no-fault divorce state. We don't get into grounds for getting a divorce. Like there used to be adultery, cruelty, abandonment, abuse, those kinds of things. Today, we simply allege that the marriage is, quote, irretrievably broken, and that you can't stop the other party from getting a divorce. Sometimes you can ask for counseling, things like that. But if the girlfriend was the reason for the divorce, that alone won't be enough to stop her from being in the house with the kids. So what do you do? Okay, we've got some things that I can suggest. First, because you're gonna need to establish some grounds for it, prove something of detriment to the children, I would suggest possibly hiring a private investigator. I've had a couple of private investigators on my channel, and you could go back and view those, but sometimes they can really find out some information that can be incredibly helpful to show that there's some detriment going on that your attorney can then use later in a hearing. And we'll talk about that in a minute. So second, I would suggest at a minimum, you should do some background checking on this person. I've seen it in cases before where it's turned out that the new significant other of the ex-spouse has a criminal record, maybe has a record for violence or abuse of someone, had one of those situations that was used in court to prevent that person from ever being around the children. So do a background check. The private investigator can do that also, but typically lawyers can do a certain level of a background check. We can certainly do that here if we have sufficient information about the person, their full name. Typically we wanna see a social security number. And you do have the right to know who is gonna be around your children, and you should be asking the other side, your former spouse or the other parent, that information. And so that leads me to point number three. That is, engage your former spouse or former significant other, the other parent, in email or text or on Our Family Wizard, some type of written communication regarding the issues. You wouldn't believe how often the former spouse or significant other will want to brag or actually even want to taunt you or to hurt you and say all kinds of egregious things that include perhaps what the new girlfriend is doing or the new significant other. And that can be great ammunition for you in a subsequent hearing to restrict the time sharing or contact with this third person. So don't be afraid to be really smart and to endeavor to get that kind of communication from the other side. Fourth, I would suggest when you retain counsel, your attorney can take a deposition, can do all kinds of discovery. I remember a case vividly where I took the deposition of the new wife. So the former husband, obviously they got married, moved her in. She actually bit the minor child. And when I took her deposition with a guardian ad litem present and the former husband there and his counsel, and just drilled in on that, why would you bite the minor child? Do you regret having bit the minor child? And her answers were so egregious. She said, well, I'll have to get back to you on that. And of course I said, I'm sorry, but today is your chance to give me an answer on that. Today, you must give me an answer. Your deposition is being taken. And of course I took it videotape deposition. So all this is on high definition. And I just wouldn't let that go. And every time I asked her the question, and every time she apparently couldn't even answer the question, how she regretted it or not, the husband's head sank more and his attorney's head sank more. And you can imagine that we were very successful at that point in preventing this new significant other or wife even from having contact with the minor child in that case. So yes, your attorney can do all kinds of discovery, depositions, interrogatories, can help you find a private investigator, can help coach you on the type of communications you need to have with your ex-spouse. So number five, if you believe your child is being abused or neglected or some detriment is happening to your child or children by this new significant other from the former spouse, then you can do one of a couple things, depending on the severity of it. If you're not sure what's happening, I think it's a great idea to get your kids in therapy, and they will often tell the therapist what's going on, and the therapist then is obligated by law to report that to the DCF, Department of Children and Family. And that's a really good way to get this taken care of. And then that therapist is the reporter. If you think it's so egregious what's happening that you can't wait for that, then you can be the reporter and make the report to the Department of Children and Families. And then they go out and investigate. I'm not the biggest fan of the department. I think they're well-intentioned. They wanna do what's right. They wanna help. But they're understaffed, overworked. They have incredible turnover. You may have one caseworker one week and a different one next week or next month or whatever. So, but if you can't afford to hire an attorney and you really believe that's going on, that may be one of your only options other than the communication part that you should be doing to try to get that information. So finally, the last option, number six, is your attorney is going to file a motion to restrict the time sharing of your former spouse because of this situation where he's allowing the new girlfriend, the new significant other, to create a situation where there's harm to the minor children, whether it's abuse, neglect, detriment, whatever. Again, your attorney is going to need to have evidence and proof of it. And all these other things we've talked about, a private investigator, the communications with your former spouse, the therapist, maybe a DCF investigation, all of that's super helpful. So you really wanna document everything that you possibly can to come alongside and be a part of the team with your attorney. Nobody knows the facts better than you do. Your attorney knows the law, hopefully, better than you do. And I have prior videos on how you should find a good family law attorney that does it exclusively and doesn't dabble in it, really knows what they're doing. But your family law attorney can really support you in that. And then you can support your family law attorney in the sense of providing the necessary factual information. What I always like to say is tell your attorney everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So your attorney is not surprised in court. Your attorney has all the information he or she needs to properly represent you and to help you protect your children. All right, I hope this is helpful. Please like and subscribe if you enjoyed this video. Ask any questions that you may have, leave some comments below. I'll be happy to respond to them. And I will see you in the next video. Bye.